الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we speak on the ayat that we have read, just one masala, one ruling of Sharia, and that is according to the Hanafi mazhab. The other mazahib, they should follow what their mazhab teaches them. But according to the Hanafi mazhab, at Zawal time, to make namaz is not permitted. Sunrise, sunset, and Zawal time. And for as far as Zawal is concerned, the actual time of Zawal, like it may have been today at 53 or 54, at that moment namaz is not permissible. Some masjids make Zawal time up to 10 minutes, some 5 minutes, some 3 minutes. But the actual is at that time, that is where the sun is continuously moving. And when it reaches its zenith, the highest point, at that time to make namaz is not permissible. But for precaution's sake, we should allow a little bit more. Watches may be a bit out, or calculations may be a bit out. So about 3 minutes is sufficient. 1 minute before the Zawal time, and 1 minute after. 3 minutes altogether. So we should try to take that precaution, that we don't make namaz at Zawal time. And at the sunrise time and sunset also. And after sunrise also, nafal namaz is not permissible after Fajr namaz, till sunrise. At sunrise, after about 13, 14 minutes or so, then the Ishraq, Chash, namaz is sunnah to perform, mustahab to perform. As in the same way, after Asr namaz, nafal namaz also is permitted until sunset. There may be somebody, if you are performing your qaza'i umri, until close to sunset, about 20 minutes before sunset, you can make your qaza'i umri. But it shouldn't be done in a public place, because a person who's making his qaza'i umri will normally be looking like a pious person, a person who's conscious of his deen. And a person who doesn't know and looks at him may be thinking that he's making nafil namaz. So he should do it in a private place if he wants to make his qaza'i umri, not in a public place, so that people don't get the wrong impression. Anyway, the ayah that I've recited, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today I have completed your religion for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I have completed my favor upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. And I am satisfied with Islam as your religion, and not really religion as we take it, but your way of life, how you should live in every aspect. Not only that religion is one department of your life, but your whole life should be according to Islam, according to what Allah Ta'ala has taught us from the Quran Sharif and the Hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One Jew came to Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said this one ayat in the Quran Sharif, had that ayat been revealed to us, we should have made Eid of that day. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I know which ayat you are referring to, and that is a double Eid for us. It was revealed on Friday, and that is a Eid for us, a Eid which is more greater than the other two Eids also. And it was revealed in the plains of Arafat. On there, so that was also a day of Eid for us. So for us it is a double Eid. But for us it is to see that how much do we appreciate this Ayat-e-Karima. So let us see really what Allah Ta'ala is telling us. This Ayat was revealed on the 9th of Zulhijjah. And it was revealed after Zulhijjah is the last month of the Islamic year. It wasn't revealed at the end of the month on the 9th of Zulhijjah. So about 20, 21 days were still to go for that month. But towards the end of the month, it was revealed after Asr. It wasn't revealed at Maghrib time, but after Asr. That was the end of the day. And with this revelation of this ayat, it also was the completion of all the ahkamat, the rulings of deen. Hajj was completed now. All the other ahkamat were completed. Hajj was still not completed. So now Hajj was also completed. And al-Hajj al-Arafah. The actual Hajj is Arafah. But Hajj is still not fully completed also, only on Arafah. After that, a person goes to Muzdalifah, and then he goes to Mina, etc. So, but towards the end. So this ayat was revealed towards the end of everything. Towards the end of the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also. Because this ayat was revealed in Zulhijjah and in Rabiul Awwal, about 3 months after this, 83 years, all of my have calculated, that then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also departed from this world. So it was also towards the end. So this ayat was revealed all towards the end, which is an indication for us that Allah Ta'ala had completed the whole deen towards the end of the Islamic year, towards the end of the day, towards the end of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now when this religion is complete, we must also bring it into our lives. And we must accept this great ni'mat. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. On this day have I completed your deen for you. Yeah, very important for us to understand also that deen, we normally translate it as religion. And so in that sense, then it will be like, for example, we find commonly at the workplace or anywhere else, there are Muslims working, there are Jews working, there are Christians, there are Hindus working, all different people. So when they take out their food, then everyone according to his religion, he will eat his food. Or if it's prayer time, then everyone according to his religion, he will pray at that time. But for us, it isn't, the deen is not only religion, but it is a complete way of life. That is from the morning till the night, how we must live. From birth to death, how we must live. How our public life must be, how our private life must be. How all our ibadat, which we call our deeni life, must be. And all our business life, social life, whether it's marriage, whether it's walima, whether it's any other thing, everything must be according to deen, according to the commands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this we have to understand, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is telling us, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. I have completed your deen for you. In other words, your everything what you require, akmaltu, I have completed it. Everything is in deen. Today we don't have to look at the way of other people, how they do things, etc. Which commonly, unfortunately, very unfortunately, as far as our dressing is concerned, we see how other people dress. And we dress according to that. As far as our various occasions we have, even our marriages, nikah, we say it is nikah, and nikah min sunnati. Nikah is of the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But only thing that is in nikah of nikah is the ijab in qabul, the nikah which takes place. But all the other, some places for weeks and months before, they have functions, they have gatherings, etc. All that is anti-Islamic. And the only thing is walima. After nikah is performed, then there should be walima. And all the other many things that go, honeymoon that goes, the meeting of the boy and girl before the marriage, etc. All that is anti-Islamic. That is not part of deen. So deen, we bring deen into our lives. And this is necessary for every one of us. Today it is very difficult for many people to even accept, to understand also, that we have to live our life fully according to deen. We feel that we have to go according to society. We must go with the flow. How people are doing things, we must do things like that. All that can be of avail as far as dunya is concerned. But as far as the real life, akhirat is concerned, the khabar, akhirat, that is not going to help us. In the court of Allah Ta'ala, there's other way of, all the other ways of life that we have, that is not going to help us. So we have to understand that Allah Ta'ala has completed this deen for us, and He has given it to us in its full completion, in its perfection. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. I have completed your deen, your way of life for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. And I have completed my ni'mat for you. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, ni'mati. That is my ni'mat. And that Allah Ta'ala associated it directly, personally to Himself. It means it's a very, very special ni'mat. One is a ni'mat that a person gives somebody, that I'm giving you this, I'm giving you money, I'm giving you food, I'm giving you a house. But once somebody says that my ni'mat, what is by me, I'm giving you that, that is a very, very special thing. So Allah Ta'ala says, I've completed my ni'mat for you. And this is another great feather in the hat for this ummah, that Allah Ta'ala, by the deen of Islam, has completed His ni'mat upon us. Like, for example, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to the Bani Israel. But that was not the full ni'mat of Allah. For that time, for Musa alayhi salam, it was a full ni'mat. But compared in the broader picture that afterwards Allah gave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Deenul Islam, Musa alayhi salam's religion was not that complete as the religion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's religion was for only the Bani Israel. It wasn't for the whole world. And it was only for his time. And after him, till the next Nabi came, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the time was also limited. The number of people were also limited. The area was also limited. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's religion now was abrogated. It was cancelled. Now everyone had to follow the religion of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now his religion, you can see, during his time it was complete. But now you can see that it was now cancelled. So, and then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's religion was up to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's religion was also abrogated now. Now it is only the religion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this will last till the day of Qiyamah now. And so much so that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Jews and Christians wrongly believe. The Jews believe they killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam on the cross. But it was not that. مَا قَتَلُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لُهُ. It was just made, another person was made in the form of Isa alayhi salam. And they killed him and they thought that they had killed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Christians also believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam gave his life on the cross for the sins of the people, which is also a totally wrong belief, that somebody else commits sin and somebody else must pay for the sins. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam didn't commit any sins. He was a Nabi of Allah. Other people commit sins and he must pay for the sins. That also does not make sense. And they believe in the Trinity, that the three gods, or that Isa alayhi salam is God himself, or the Son of God, etc. The wrong beliefs they have got. So anyway, all that wrong beliefs of theirs, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was lifted by Allah Ta'ala miraculously. And that is the absolute qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that He lifted Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and He's living in the heavens till now. And close to Qiyamah, Isa alayhi salam will come back again. And then he will come as an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though he was a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, but when he comes back, he won't come as a Nabi. And he will himself follow the religion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that religion Allah has given us. That way of life, that even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be following this way of life. So this we must appreciate, this very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. So, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And Allah says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am happy, رِضَى, to be happy. But Islam is your way of life. That is the most perfect way of life. Now for a Muslim, after he has got that way of life, which is the most complete, the most perfect, and he look askance at other people's way of life. Today, we will know so many other things so well. For example, computers. Little children know computers so well. How much do we know our deen? One person who went for Umrah now, he writes from there that now the love I feel for my Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the love I feel for Madinatul Munawwara, he says, now I've decided, when I come back, I'm going to be continuously make a study, a kitab on the seerah, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each one of us, myself first and foremost, how much do I know my Nabi? How much do I know the seerah, the life of my Nabi? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that continuously in our life, a kitab of seerah, a kitab on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must be studying it, it must be in our mutala'ah. That who was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whose son is he? How many children did Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam have? What were their names? Very few of us will be able to answer this very, very basic question. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam should be the foremost in our lives, more than what we know ourselves. In fact, on one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that a person's iman is not complete until he does not love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than himself also. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and these were those people who didn't make stories. Today we make up stories for everything, and we give a false front also. But they were not like that. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, sincerely and truly, O Allah's Nabi, I love you more than everything in the world, but not more than myself. And we should think, just we can understand, that one Sahabi who was caught by the Kuffar, and they punished him, and they gave him, tortured him, and they said, you must be wishing that that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should be on your place, and you should be free. So he said that, I wouldn't even wish a thorn to prick my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I can go through everything. How much am I or you prepared to go through any difficulties? The people of Palestine presently, how they are being tortured in the prisons, etc. But they are so strong, they don't give up their iman. What is our condition? How for us, forget one meal, forget a drop of water. These people, their eyes are gouged out. What tortures they are put through. So anyway, so to know and to understand that to love somebody more than yourself, what does it mean? What does it entail? So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a sincere person, said that, O Allah's Nabi, I love you more than everyone, but not more than myself. My own comfort, my own ease, my own pleasure. By the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah blessed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made dua for him, cast his tawajjuh on him. And then he said, O Allah's Rasul, now I love you more than myself also. So that level of iman, where are we going to reach that level of iman? But at least somewhat to know about our Nabi. Today we know about our dunya so much, everything. All the things about our dunya, our own birth dates, for example. where we were born, all that we know. How many of us know the birth date of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of us know where Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was born? So all those details, that is what a person should have. And that it entails all that. So Islam is that complete religion that Allah Ta'ala has given us. And we should try and adopt that full religion. And that can only come if we acquire the knowledge of Islam. The knowledge of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is seerat also. And then the knowledge of deen also. Because if we don't have the knowledge of deen, how will we follow? Today, how sad the day that we are facing, that almost all our children, whichever type of schooling they are doing, they are getting involved in Darwin's theory of evolution, for example, which is a complete wrong thing. Right? Even if in some schools they say, we are teaching them the answers to it. But the minute that comes to you, then the doubts of it come. And in the examination, in the exams, when a question will come of that, who is going to answer the correct thing? And who will put the question answer, because everyone wants to get the best possible marks. So we will answer according to that. So everything, today our brand names we know so much. As far as sports is concerned, we will know about the soccer teams, not here locally, but of England, for example. Of other countries, we know the soccer teams. We know the cricket teams of India and Pakistan. And we know the main members and the main people of that. But about our deen, how much do we know? So, with regard to this ayat, we should think for ourselves that how much we have to devote ourselves to our deen. And when we find this weakness in us, then we should realize how weak Muslims we are. But we shouldn't lose hope also. Allah's mercy is very, very great. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Always have, but let that not be such that it makes us lazy, that it makes us unmindful, a don't care attitude, and we don't learn our deen. We should be learning our deen, practicing our deen also. And we one very important thing also that Allah Ta'ala has given us is the to ask for forgiveness and to ask for maghfirat. This is a great, great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon us. So the doors of forgiveness are wide open. Allah will forgive sins for a person hatta yugharghir, until sakarat comes on a person. Till then his gunas are forgiven, if he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. In that aspect also, each one of us ask ourselves, how much do we ask Allah for forgiveness? Gunas we commit, not wholesale, not on a productive level, how much gunas we are committing. And we are so unmindful, and how many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala are descending upon us every moment, how many ni'mats. But how from our side, we don't make shukr for Allah's ni'mats, and we don't think of how many gunas, and hardly any maghfirat, any tawbah, istighfar from our side. For fortunate is that person that whose life is filled with tawbah and istighfar. In fact, when we complete our namaz also, the most famous dua, when we complete namaz is at the end, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I've done a great wrong. Now what wrong did a person do? He performed namaz. Namaz is not something wrong. It is a great achievement. But that we didn't do it as it was supposed to be done. Our concentration was not there. Our postures of namaz were not correct. And we didn't think about Allah. How many of us? Whole namaz passes, but we don't think of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how the tawbah, at the end of namaz, we should be making and asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. So forgiveness is another very great ni'mat Allah has given us, and the doors of forgiveness are open until the clear signs of maud does not come on a person. And when a person asks for forgiveness, Allah ta'ala forgives a person. Allah is most merciful, most kind. So never let us lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And let us never ever stop asking forgiveness. In fact, when we finish on the finishing point of our namaz towards the end, we should turn to Allah. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, what a great wuzur. And how close to Allah Ta'ala. But at the end of his namaz, he should cover his face and he should say, "Oh Allah, don't throw this namaz back at me. Our namaz, is it worthy of being accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala? Or is it such that it should be thrown back?" And in fact, Hazrat Ibn Mulayka, a Tabi, he says, "I met not less than 30 Sahaba. Each one of them feared nifaq, hypocrisy upon himself, that I'm a munafiq." And this is the person who is a genuine person, a person who has got iman, he will be afraid all the time. How many times do we ever feel afraid that is my iman correct or not? Is my iman acceptable by Allah Ta'ala or not? A person who has this fear, there is a great possibility that his iman, Allah Ta'ala will accept it. But when we are fearless, we haven't got fear, we are not fearful. We are fearless. We don't have any fear about our iman, etc. Then that is a dangerous condition. A person who has got money with him, and he's not fearful that he will be robbed, and he just advertises, shows his money everywhere, talks about it, his money is going to be stolen. And a person who is fearful, and he hides his money, doesn't talk about it, doesn't make it known to anyone, hopefully his money will remain safe. So we also, what is the condition? So we have to see very much what our position is. So this great ayat Allah Ta'ala had revealed, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum," that on this day have I completed your way of life, how you must live. "Wa akmaltu alaykum ni'mati," and I have completed my favor upon you. "وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا," and I am happy with you that Islam is your way of life. Now how much is it on our side that is now left on us? Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we consider very carefully that what my relationship with my deen is. With my shop I know what my relationship is. With my job I know what my relationship is. I know my computer. I know my phone, I know all the aspects what I can do on there. But with regard to my deen, what is my position? How strong or how weak am I? We have to try and correct that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we can correct this in our lives and we turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask Him for His great mercy. And at the same time, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And let us not be negligent in making tawbah in istighfar. In fact, it is narrated, a person who fears the punishment of Allah, Allah saves that person from his punishment. But if we don't even fear the punishment of Allah, and if we read the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif more in detail, how terrible and severe the punishments are in the year after, in the Qabr itself, on the day of Qiyamah, and after that in Jahannam, how severe that punishments are. We cannot even imagine it. So we should be fearing that all the time. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness.